Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
We get to Jerry Jones. Of course, we mentioned the Cam Akers trade with the Texans. The two other big trades in the NFL yesterday, Devontae Adams to the Jets, Amari Cooper to the Buffalo Bills. That was a mild surprise. Cleveland, I don't know if Cleveland's starting to tear it down. Cooper has not been good this year, but those were the other two big trades. We'll hit those a little heavier in headlines and at the top of the hour, but those were big ones in the NFL. Like you said, the hot stove league was cooking yesterday in the NFL.
It makes sense. The Bills, it just makes so much sense. You watch them versus the Texans, and then on Monday Night Football, like Josh Allen just doesn't have anybody to throw to.
Yeah.
And even when they're open, they can't. They're like Omer Asik trying to catch these balls. They're They might as well have Omer Asik out there. You know, because they've always said that Josh does best with a guy with some wingspan and can create some separation. Omer has natural separation.
He's got wingspan, too, for days. So Jerry Jones yesterday made a lot of waves on our sister station, 105.3 The Fan, up in Dallas. And he got pretty salty when Sean and RJ were starting to kind of they wanted his thoughts on the criticism that he didn't do enough this offseason to put this team in position to win a Super Bowl. They're 3-3 right now. And the crazy thing is their three losses are at home, and they're bad losses. Like, this goes back to the playoff game against the Packers last year. They have been horrible in front of those fans spending a ton of money on those very expensive tickets. So
90,000 plus.
There's a lot of fans in that stadium. The saltiness with Jerry actually started right after the game on Sunday when he was asked by a reporter, are you considering making a coaching change in season?
What would it take you to evaluate making a head coaching change in season?
Oh, I haven't even considered that. I'm not considering that. So you're clear. I'm not considering that.
But you've done it.
I wouldn't be a hypothetical in that matter. Do you think I'm an idiot? Do you? Okay, well, I'm not going hypothetical with you about when I'd consider coaching change in light of the timing we're sitting here with. I'm not at all.
Okay.
I feel like answering the hypothetical is almost as close as you can get to actually acknowledging that there's a hypothetical worth talking about.
Right.
It wasn't necessarily. Now, we didn't hear the entire interview, but this wasn't the same as Jim Crane saying that, like, no, we're in this to go no matter what and blah, blah, blah. Like, Crane, you never doubt that, okay, it sounds like he's full force, full steam ahead.
Yeah.
I don't know. Him angrily denying, like, basically saying, you think I'm dumb enough to basically tell you that, oh, yeah, I've totally thought about when to hire Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
That is what he ended up saying there. He gave his answer without giving his answer.
The jarring thing about that was when he went back at the guy and said, do you?
Do you?
This is not a rhetorical question. Do you think I'm an idiot?
The answer there is yes, Jerry. You say weird stuff all the time.
Do you want to hear the answer?
Jerry, you're one of our examples we use that just because you're a billionaire doesn't mean that in all areas of life that you have aptitude and competence. No. I 100% believe that you might speak talking hypothetically.
There's a lot to dig into with this audio from 105.3 The Fan yesterday morning. Here is Jerry. This is the beginning of kind of the stretch that made the news yesterday. He gets very sensitive about looking backwards at this past offseason.
Now, don't tell me about should gotten a guy in the offseason.
Why not?
This isn't a damn word argument just because I'm not arguing with you. I'm dealing with how we line up against San Francisco, not what I did wrong last week or last month or 2 months ago or 2 years ago. If I really gave you guys a list of all the things I've done wrong over the last few years, you couldn't be on this program for the next 5 years steady and go over it. But every now and then you do some right things, and at the end of the day you add it up, and the rights give you a better spot than the wrongs. But if you think for any minute right now, there'll be one Super Bowl champion. What'd the others do wrong? There's one Super Bowl champion. And we want to be that champion. And I'm sure not throwing the towel in today because of what happened out there Sunday. But I'm not going to sit here and waste a lot of energy, a lot of time. Let's talk about what I should have done back in 1907 or 2017. Come on. Come on. I've got more time than that, and I actually don't even have time on this great show for looking back at decisions.
Okay. So,
and we got more. This I can't imagine. What people need to understand is Jerry Jones goes on that station twice a week.
Yeah, all the time.
And so there is there's already a relationship there with him and the hosts.
It's not like this is some gotcha journalist or It's not like they've got this relationship where, you know, he flat out doesn't want to talk to these guys.
He talks
to them all the time.
I can't imagine that over the decade plus they've been doing this hit with Jerry Jones, or however long they've been doing it, that they haven't asked him about moves that they've made in the past, and that Jerry has got. This is the first clip we played, combined with this one, combined with the next couple, 2-3 that we're about to play.
Yeah.
This is a man who feels like the walls are caving in a little bit, right? I think he's real nervous about what this team actually
is. Jerry
is right now
reeling.
Yeah.
He is reeling. After one of those touchdowns the other day, they zoomed right up to Jerry in the box. I mean, they did it a bunch of times after one of the many Detroit touchdowns. And it was that awesome look of misery of an NFL owner.
Yeah.
Who knows? I love thinking about what's going on in their brain. They're like, well, like, at what point when they flash that, they're like, all right, I got to really fire this guy, or I got to fire that guy, or I got to have this conversation tomorrow. Like, what is he thinking in that moment?
Man. Yeah.
But all along, you know that no part of his brain is taking responsibility for the fact that since their last Super Bowl victory, the Cowboys have won 5 playoff games in total.
Right.
And now they're getting destroyed regularly in front of their team is out there. This is where owners start to get real sensitive. Mm-hmm. Is, man, the team is out there looking like they don't even want to be out there.
Yeah.
I don't care how many backups you've got backups playing on defense, and you might think, all right, well, yeah, versus a team like Detroit, they're gonna take some lumps. Right. But you'd think at least the backups, there's guys making business decisions out there on the field who are backups.
Yeah.
And like, no, your business decision is to hit everything that moves.
Right.
You should try to kill somebody out there today. You're not allowed to make business. Like, that's on a Mike Zimmer defense.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They don't look like they even want to play football.
It's crazy. Yeah, they're not playing for this coach. That's why he's getting asked about it. More from Jerry Jones. Next up, he's asking these guys, what's your point in asking this?
I remember those criticisms very well. Okay, so what?
Are they playing out to be accurate?
What's your point?
My point is, it seems like...
Let me tell you what I'll do. Let me tell you what I'll do about it. I will let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over the last several years. Okay? Now, if you think I'm interested in a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning.
Okay.
I think I can sympathize with him in one regard, which is that, yeah, when you're a GM, any GM, every single GM that's ever been a GM in the NFL makes plenty of bad decisions or decisions that don't work out. You know, at one point Jerry says, you know, like, so sometimes there's good decisions you make that turn out really badly. Sometimes there's bad decisions that you probably shouldn't have made. And yet, you know what, the roll of the dice and it worked out. So I get what he's saying there. Yeah. I think the sum total of it is everything you've said, though, that it's just on the margins, it hasn't worked.
Right.
Like, he's not like every great hitter, in baseball is failing more than he's winning.
They get so out 70% of the time. Yeah, yeah.
But he's down below the Mendoza line right
now. Yes. Yeah, he is.
You know what they should have brought up? I'll feed some questions to them. The Drew Henson trade. That's a.
Okay. What was that, 2003?
Yes. We're going to go back. That was by far.
You're going to feed them some material.
The year the Texans drafted Drew Henson in the sixth round and then traded him for a third to the Cowboys. Once upon, the Cowboys gave him a 5-year contract guaranteed, and it's just a disaster for them.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerry, good job, Charlie Casserly.
Jerry admits to making mistakes. He just doesn't feel like rehashing them yesterday is what it sounded like. Now, this is the clip that got everybody talking yesterday. This is the one where he... Well, we'll let you take a listen. Again, this is Jerry Jones on with Sean and RJ up on 105.3 The Fan. And this is where it gets personal with the two hosts.
This is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
why. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding you. I'm not. You're not going to figure out what the team is doing right or wrong. If you are, or any 5 or 10 like you, you need to come to this meeting I'm going to today. There are 32 teams here. You're geniuses.
Jerry,
okay? Y'all really think you're going to sit here with a microphone and tell me all of the things that I've done wrong and without going over the rights?
Well, okay, so that got interpreted by virtually everybody yesterday as Jerry Jones was threatening to go to 105.3 management and say, fire these two guys. And I'll be honest with you, this isn't even after sitting down and re-listening to it multiple times and trying to look at it from different angles, because I think that's what you got to do in this business is put yourself in the shoes of others. And I thought this the very first time I heard this, the very first time I read the quote in transcript, is that I just thought he was saying, I'll take my weekly interview to another day part. Is all. Like, I literally thought, like, it didn't even dawn on me that he was threatening to get these guys fired. I thought he was just saying, I'll get somebody else to ask these questions. I thought he was saying, I'll just go to the midday show or the afternoon show.
Well, you know what, Sean? To go back to another glorious moment in the Texans' history, this is very much like when Nick Wright and John Lopez used to have Matt Schaub on every week.
Yes.
And one day in that 2013 season, things were just a mess. And at one point, Nick Wright asked Matt Schaub a question along the lines of like, okay, why do you think you still deserve to be the Texans starter?
Right.
And Matt Schaub didn't like that question. And then all of a sudden, Matt Schaub was doing his weekly show, but he was doing it on Texans radio instead of with Nick Wright and John Lopez.
Yep.
John Lopez still gainfully employed with the station.
Right.
Nick Wright, I don't know where he is, but I hope he's doing well. I hope he it worked out fine for Nick Wright. Did not get fired, and obviously he went on to do to great success.
So yes.
I tend to think that you're right on this, Sean. I think Jerry was just saying, like, I'll just do this show with somebody else if this is what it's going to be like.
That's what I thought. I mean, and I thought this isn't me trying to, like, rationalize my way into it. That's the first thing that popped into my head. And maybe you're right. And subconsciously, I had the Matt Schaub thing in the back of my head because that's exactly what happened. We got a couple more Jerry's.
It was a fair question. Nick got a lot of hate for that. And it was like,
totally fair question.
Yeah, totally fair. He'd thrown like 900 pick sixes by that point this season.
Here's more Jerry Jones getting agitated with the fellas.
Now, listen, we both know we're talking to a lot of great fans and a lot of great listeners. And I am very sorry for what happened out there Sunday. I'm sick about what happened Sunday. Now, I'm not talking to these yahoos on the end of this phone. I'm talking to you, the fans that are listening this morning. And we can spend a lot of time going over zigging and zagging. So let's just go ahead. I'm trying to answer your questions, man. You want some conversation this morning? You're getting it.
Jerry Jones here on The Fan.
The funny thing is, like, Jerry Jones ended up doing an interview with Diana Rossini later in the day. I'm guessing over the phone because she wrote an article about it with some direct quotes from Jerry Jones. And even after getting a period of time, presumably to cool off, he's still going after Sean and RJ. Like, it's still, his message hasn't changed. He says, the facts are that I'm going to get grilled by the tribunal. I don't need it to be by the guys I'm paying. And that got a lot of run, that quote. I can take it from fans and I can take it from other people. I take a lot of pride in how fair and how much I try to work with the media. We are brothers and sisters. But I was a little frustrated there today. My point is, there's no question, I'm sure they would have liked to have grilled me like the fans are thinking, what are you going to do about that? I get it. I get all of that and really will go along with it. The wrong ones were doing the questioning. If those had been real fans sitting there, if those had been people that knew what they were talking about, football people, I might have had a different answer. He's basically saying Sean and RJ are idiots, is what he's saying.
I saw somebody else from the fans say that, all right, that's great and all, but Jerry does not hobnob with the regular fans or do. It doesn't sound like Jerry does a lot of just getting out there and cooking barbecue for the fans and whatnot. Who knows? He's got his people that pay like an exorbitant price to be in the Cowboys health club there that they have at the facility and everything. But yeah, I wonder about just the rank and file everyday fan. I don't know if he's out there.
Something, man. That was something yesterday.
That's they're in a rough spot. And I just what are the chances? The obvious thing is that Mike McCarthy is not the guy to do it. And nobody ever really thought he was. I mean, given once it blew up in his face in the playoffs, you should have thought like, oh, okay, this is okay. Mike McCarthy is just a guy who can take a really good thing and make it like almost a little bit worse than it should be.
Yes.
Like he did with the Packers forever. Yep. That's him. That's what he does.
Yep.
But I'm guessing. I bet Mike McCarthy is still the head coach of the Cowboys in December of next year.
Depending,
that's my prediction.
Okay, then you're predicting the Cowboys are going to be respectable this season.
No. Jerry's just isn't going to not going to fire him.
You think they go 5-12 this year and Mike McCarthy's still the coach next December?
That would be the most likely thing. The only thing that gets you fired for sure in Dallas is winning multiple Super Bowls. Other than that, you're safe. You're safe.
Fair enough.
Jason Garrett around forever. I mean, Mike McCarthy already admitted to lying to Jerry on his at the actual introductory press conference. McCarthy admitted to lying to Jerry.
Yep.
And Jerry's like, "Yeah, I'm lapping this all up."
Yep.
Woo-hoo!
No, you're right. You're right. All right, let's get to the trades yesterday in the NFL. Texans made a trade. Two big wide receiver trades. We've got some Astros nominated for some awards. We've got some baseball playoffs. We've got a lot to get to in headlines. Nick Caserio joins us at 7:30 on the show. Stay there.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.